So, I mean, email said sharp, so we gotta do it. Email said sharp, so
that's true.
It did. So, okay. Okay. So we are, today's daf is daf Samach Vav. Good Chodesh. We are on daf Samach Hey. I'm at the base, four lines from the bottom. So we're gonna bring now a case, and via that case, we're gonna explain. We're gonna re-explain what Rava said. Remember, Rava said that the case of the Mishnah. We have, remember the case of the Brisa brought down Mishnah Reisha, not Mishnah Seifa, was right. The Machlo Bayis. Right. The case was Machlo Bayis, Machlo Sada. Va'amar Lo. If he says, if the seller, the debtor sends, when I have money, you will return it to me. That's not permitted because of the possibility of ribis. But if he says, when you have the purchaser or the lender says, if when you have money. And you want, and if you get money, then if I want to, I'll sell it back to you. I mean, don't worry, maybe I'll sell it back to you later when you get the money. So the Gemara is, and they said, what's the difference between the ratio and the seifa? The seifa was, the ratio was what came from the, Rabbi said right before, he says, ratio, the low amalimi daite, seifa, the amalimi daite. The seifa is where the purchaser says, you know, it's up to me. I can decide. So it's a full-fledged sale. If I give it back to you, I'm reselling it to you. It's not a question of me ribbis, of you taking back your property. And in the meantime, I would have eaten stuff and gotten my money back and gotten, you know, the benefit of the property. So Ahu Gavra, the Zavon Le'ar L'Chavish L'Bechraya. So there was this guy who sold, Reuven, sold his field to Shimon, and he didn't put a chrayas into the contract. He specifically actually left it out, because if you don't put it in, you say it's a tos ofrim. But they specifically left it out. They said that I do not have recourse. If your creditors come and collect from me, I can't go back to collect from you. So that's the problem, because I was upset. So who gavet is ovenly ara lechavish lo b'achrayus chazei the havika atziv. So the seller sees the purchaser that he said. So amrleya maya tzivta. Why are you so sad? Why are you sad? Because I didn't obligate myself to have to give you the benefit of achrayus, right? Itav for laminach. If my creditors come and grab from you, don't worry about it. Magbina lach shufra shvacha upeire. You have no problem if they collect from you. You can come back to me and you can collect the karka from me. Not only just the karka you can get from my best fields, right? From the shufra, from the shvacha, even any of the benefit that you, any of the increased value that you put into the field, upeire, and even the payers that were there, whatever it is, you can collect it all from me. Don't worry about it, even though it's not in the contract. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, "Petume mile ba'almahu." He's just trying to appease him, right? As Rashi says,
"This is not to
bed then." No, he saw them after. He sees them upset, and he says, "Don't worry about it." That is, don't worry about it. So Rashi says, "Petume mile ein elu elo divrei tanchumim ba'alma lepatim asli." We're just trying to make him feel good. It's not a viable contract. It's not enforceable. He's just making him feel good. So the Tosfos points out that dafka hacha shekvar amdu al sof likno shel bechrayus. That's dafka after the contract is done, after it's over, right? If before, when they're making the contract to begin with, the mocher says, "Don't worry, you have a chrayas," and then they do the deal, then that's fine. Then there is a chrayas, because that's at the time of negotiations. Now, here, the negotiations are finished. The contract's done. The contract's drawn out. It specifically says no chrayas. And now he comes and says, "Oh, don't worry, don't worry. That's just too many mealy dalma. That's just to make him feel good." Right? So, amalei Rav Ashlam Eimer, time am I. What's the reason why we consider this only to be petume mealy ba'alma? It's not enforceable. Amalei Abai Lameimer, time am I. Because he says, kevan dilokeach ba'ilu asnuye. This is the type of deal. The person who's supposed to benefit from the clause in the contract, he's the one who's supposed to bring it up. The lokeach should have made sure that he had a chrayas in the contract. B'hacha mocher kamasni. It's the mocher who's trying to make the tznai here, who's trying to make him feel good and say it. Again, this is after everything is done. If the mocher brings it up to start with, and then you make the contract based on that, it would be fine. But here's at the end, after the contract is done, Moher kamasne amarta petume mili ba'amahu. It's just petume mili ba'amah. So, okay, that's the concept over here. That if it's a person, if there's a clause missing in the contract, the person who would have benefited from the clause, he's the one who should have brought it up. If someone else brings it up afterwards, that's just petume mili ba'amah. So the Gemara says, okay, what?
Unenforceable.
And unenforceable. So, right, Ella Masnisan. Right, Elamas Nisa. So what about our Braisa that we just said before? Where a guy sells a house in this or the field, the Katani, and we said at the Seifa that the Lokeach says to the Mocher, the case was the Lokeach says to the Mocher, if and when you have money, I'll give it back to you. Right? I'll give it back to you. We say mutter. You say that's mutter, and there's no ribbis. Again, there's no ribbis. Why? It's because you're viewing it now as a full-fledged sale. If and when you have the money to buy back the field, then I'll give it back to you. But in the meantime, it's purely mine. And I'm not eating, and it's not ribbis. Because if you say, if the other guy says it, if I have money, I'll get it back to you. If it's not a full-fledged sale, you'll give me the money. In the meantime, I ate the payers of the field that looks like ribbis. So,
let's say he sold it to someone else.
You have to deal with that.
How can he...
You deal... He didn't. He said, if you have the money, I'll give it back to you.
Okay.
So he didn't. That's not the case. But that's not the case. So he says...
This also is a pick who made...
So the Gemara said, let's read. Let's read the Gemara. He says, mutter. He says, why is it mutter? The mocher who the buy last nuye. In that case, it really should have been, the seller was the one who should have made... the tanai, right? Mocher lo asne, lokeach kamasni. And still, the mocher wasn't the one who made the tanai. The lokeach made the tanai. I'm reading, and then we said, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Vamarava Seifa, the Amalei Midaite. The reason why the Seifa is good is because the guy says, the lender says, if I want to, if I decide to, I'll do it. It's Midaite. Yeah. It's up to me. I'm leaving it up to me. Taima, the Amalei Midaite. The whole reason is because he said, it's up to me. But halo amr leid midaite, but had he not said midaite, he just said, if you have the money, I'll give it back to you. And he didn't leave it up to his choice. I mean, he makes it a real tanai. Lo arminan, right? Lo arminan between me and amahu. But the mashmos of the price is he specifically has to say midaite. Had he not said midaite, we would enforce it. Why would we enforce it? Isn't this between me and alma? This is being brought up, the tanai is being brought up by the person who's not benefiting from it. After the contract is drawn up, that's between me and alma. We just said between me and alma is not enforceable. Why would this be? Why is the only reason why this is enforceable? The only reason why this is valid is because he says midaite. It's also between me and alma. So Gemara says,
"Amar." The seller said this.
It's the purchaser who's the lender.
The buyer.
The buyer is the lender, right? I need money. Yeah, so I sell this to you. And you say, you know what, I'll buy it from you. Do me a favor. I'll give you the money. I'll buy this from you.
But if you have money to buy it back.
And I decide to, we say at the end, if I decide to, then I'll give it back to you. But Mashmo says that only if I say if I want to. But if I didn't say if I want to, then we're going to say, if I didn't say I want to, then we're going to have a ribbis problem. But why? Why would you think it's enforceable? Once it becomes enforceable, then you have a ribbis. He said, why would you say it's enforceable? It's between me and alma. Just trying to make you feel good. So the Gemara says, Amrlei, nase kamanda amrlei midaita itmar. Because it's between me and alma, it's as if he says midaita. In other words, he doesn't have to actually say the words midaita. It's between me and alma. It's just trying to appease him. So just trying to appease him means...
If I change my mind,
I don't have to. I don't have to. That's the reason why. Okay. Next case. Hahu shchiv meira... Again, talk about petumim mil ba'alma, which again, just trying to appease him, make him feel good. But hahu shchiv meira, you had this guy who was deathly ill. Dekasav agita l'dibisahu. So he writes a get for his wife. Rashi says, shalo tizakek li'ibum. They have no kids. He doesn't want her to fall to Yibum. I guess his brother is either really, really young, whatever the reason is, he doesn't want her to fall to Yibum. The low cost of law al tnai in Macy. He forgot to write in the get the tnai. He wrote a get. He should have written, if I die, and done it the right way. If I die, then this is your get from today. But he didn't write that. So this is a full-fledged get, done for the purposes of preventing her from falling to Yivam. But now he's all upset.
Listen, he's gonna do that without writing again.
What? Shkimara has
bigger power.
It doesn't matter, but he didn't put
it. He's gone to separate.
What do you mean? Matna Shribira is become a surah matuna. He doesn't have to write it. But
exactly.
But you need to write it yet.
No, they write the get.
He doesn't have to tell. The rules about how he can tell it or something like that. But it has to be a physical get.
Yeah.
So he wrote the. You can't be divorced without a physical get.
He's already gone a further step. He's writing a get.
But he left out that the get was on condition that he dies.
I thought it was much easier. There'd be much more
lenient. He left it out. So Angid v'itnach, right? Angid, I think he got upset. Angid v'itnach. He was upset. So Amra La.
Upset.
No. He's upset. He's upset. He realized that's a full-fledged get without a tanai. Meaning, even if he gets better, she can go out and just marry whoever she wants. He lost her. Right? I'm giving it not. So,
but if he wants, he can marry her again.
And if she says no,
okay. Right,
so Amrale, so she says to him, am I kein mitnacht? Why are you so upset? Ikayamt, if you get better, don't worry. Di doch Anna, I'll be your wife. She puts the tanai into the get.
Right.
So Amarazvid, that doesn't work. Petumi milma amahu. She's just doing that to make him feel better. It's not enforceable because it's post. He should have put the tanai in. This is the wrong party after the cut conditions met. It's a petumi milma alma. So Gemara says, wait a second. Who needs petumi milma alma here? You don't even need, even if it's not petumi milma alma, it's not enforceable. She has no power to include a tanai into the get.
Right.
It's all up to him to write the get. So Amalei Ravach with Ditto Ravina, the Ela Petumi Milba Alma Bididah Kaima Lemishrei Tana Begita. What, it's up to her to throw in a Tanai into the get? Bididah Kaima Lemishrei Tanai. It's only up to him to put the Tanai in the get. So it doesn't make, forget Petumi Milba Alma. It's not enforceable because she's the wrong party putting the Tanai into the get. Right, Rashi says, right, the Ela Petumi Milba Mai, the Af Ima Marat Be Emes, Ubi Kabbalah Shvua Gemura Mai. Even if she takes it and swears to it, that this is the tanai, and she's, what's the big deal? Bididokaima, bitmiya, it's a kasha. Haget eno elamidasa ish. The get is only created based on the will of the man. Vitsarich lumostrola al hatnai. He has to give it to her with the condition in there. The imlo hisna bishas nasina, and if he doesn't make the condition at the time that he gives over the get, tanai shallah eno klum. Her condition, her making the get conditional, it means nothing. But feel Amar Kodelakein, even if she said it beforehand, remember we pointed out a Tosfos that says that if the purchaser says no, don't, if the seller says don't worry, I'll give it to you on Brach Rayas, we said it's nothing. But if he says it during the time when they're making the contract, then it is something. Here it would be nothing with her either because she's nobody for this. I don't know, I said that, but when it comes to the get, she has no authority, she has no rights. The low dummy the mammon to mishabe now should be weird. It's not the same thing as mammon. So the Gemara then answers. The Gemara says. So Mao the Tema, who goofye I dieted the dark a gomer of Gita. So maybe the case was that it's based on her das, that's how he completed, similar to what you said before, that's how he completed the get. Meaning he wrote the get, it's complete, he forgot to write in the tanai. She says, don't worry. It's as if the tanai is in there. It means nothing. But he says, oh, if that's what you think, then I'm giving you the get. With that tanai in mind, because you told me about the tanai, I have in mind when I give you the get. So you might have thought that it was that it's enforceable. Kamashma, it's between me and the alma. It has nothing. Right, read inside. He says, Malutema hu gufe, the Baal himself. Right, the Baal himself. Adaita didaka gomer v'yav gita. He had gemiras das based on what she said, and therefore when he gave the get, he was with that gemiras das. Kamashma lan that even what she said can't transfer into his gemiras das because what she said has no tokev because it's only Petumi Mila Da'alma. Right, Rashi says, oh, it doesn't say.
By Matanagah, given by Shimra, don't we interpret it based on gets better?
Right, but the problem with the get is a get has to be with Nasan Biyada. So it doesn't matter. We're lenient.
I didn't say the problem is because he wrote.
We're lenient with the Shimra on how he goes about making the get. He still has to write the get.
Right, I'm saying, if you give him a Matana, then he gets better. Is it Matana? Now,
depends on the situation. Could be.
No,
because he wrote it out.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So now we can sort of shift gears a little bit, and the sugya starts now. I think it goes through tomorrow. Is the sugya of a smachta, right? What's an smachta? A smachta basically is not a smachta like we have a proof. You know, smachta v'alma when you have it. It's not a real pasuk, so we have a smachta here is when it comes to kinyanim. In other words, I am mischayev to do something for you, sort of, and I say, I'll do it if such and such happens. But I really didn't have in mind that such and such would ever happen. So therefore, it was there gemiras das, enough gemiras das for the kinyan to be chal. So it's a machlokas tanoim in the if a smachta is kone or not kone. According to Rabbi Yossi, a smachta is kone. Meaning, even though I never really thought that this event would take place. You have to figure out what the difference between a smachta and tanai is. That's another sugya. But even though I never thought that this event would take place, nevertheless, there's enough gemiras das and the schayvus. There's a schayvus as an obligation. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a smachta is not kone, because I'm just saying this, you know, stam. I'm just saying this stam to try to convince you or something like that. I'm just exaggerating. But I never thought it would come to this scenario, and therefore I know his chayvus. I have no gemiras das, and there's going to be no. Going to be no kinyan. So how does it apply to our Mishnah? The Mishnah said, I bought the field from you. I bought the field from you, and basically you say if after 3 years, you say to me, if after 3 years I don't pay you back, sorry, the case is I borrowed money from you and I collateralized my field. And I say, if I don't pay you back after 3 years, the field is automatically yours. So is that a smachta or not? Because I never thought that I wouldn't have the money in 3 years. It's a great investment I'm going to have right now. Guaranteed to have that. This comes into the lottery issues. This comes into betting issues. All these things. But I never thought I wouldn't pay you back. So maybe I never had a gemiras das that this would be your field. So maybe when the time comes, is it your field or not? So the Mishnah says. Hilvo al sadeyu. Again, that's the case. I borrowed money, or you lent me money, al hamashkon, when the mashkon is the field. And the malva says, I think the lova says, if I don't pay you till after 3 years, the field becomes yours. So we say, fine. So Amar, and the Mishnah says, it's okay. So Amar Rav Huna says, this din, that if you make this tanai, is not valid, is only valid, b'shas matan mos. If you said at the time you gave over the money, Rashi says, "B'shas matan mos, hisne al manas kain kona hakol." But im la'achar masan mos hisne in dvar klum. If I make the tnai at the time we transfer the money, then it's a valid tnai, right? B'shas matan mos kona hakol li'achar matan mos. But if it's not after, if it's after matan mos, lo kona ela kenega ma'osov. So then I'm the lender, and then you default. So now the only thing I can collect from the field is I can defease the loan. You owe me, again, you have to remember over here, is that here the assumption is that the field, the mashkon, is worth way more than the loan. In other words, it's a $1,000 loan, and you gave me as a collateral field that I can monetize for $25,000. So when you say, if I don't pay you back, the field is yours, maybe that's a guzma, maybe that's an exaggeration. So if you say it at the moment of the loan, Rav Huna says that's good, that's okay, because you're doing that at the time, that's the basis of the kinyan. But if I say afterwards, it's about a year and a half in. I'm like, don't worry. I'm going to have the money, and if I don't have the money, you can collect it. Then the year and a half. Because he wants to convince the guy not to worry about it. People say, well, I'll pay you. How many times you hear stories of you lend money to somebody? You lend money to somebody, and he says, don't worry. I'll pay you back.
What do I care? But if I have a guarantee, I have the field.
He does have the field. It's a mashkon. But the case is where the guy says, I'm so certain I'm going to pay you back. If I don't pay you back, you can keep the field.
Say whatever you want. If you don't pay me back, I got the field anyway.
No, but they can't have the field. The field, it's over-collateralized. The field is worth $25,000. The loan is worth $1,000.
That's a different story.
That's not a different story. That is the story here. That's the story. It's not a cry. It's a kamashkon. But that's the story here. It's an over-collateralized case. So if you say this language, that if I don't pay you back, the field becomes yours. So basically, I just transferred you for a $1,000 loan, I gave you $25,000.
And you can keep the field.
So according to Rav Huna, you can keep the field if that's the deal made at the... Not Rav Huna, it's the Mishnah. Right. The Mishnah said that. But if it's the Achar Matamos, Lo Kana Elika Negimosa, then, it's like Mr. Super said, in that case, you only can keep the amount of the value of the field, connected the loan. $1,000 worth of the field, sell the field, whatever it is, you keep $1,000, and you give the other $24,000 back to the...
Right, if he keeps 25,
so that's the question. We discussed that in the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah, because it said before, and it's a sale. We have a sale over here. That's what the case is, right? It's the case.
Is it Mecha Chamamcha? I mean, it's a regular loan. Yes, it's a regular deal.
It's a loan.
What?
It's
the Mishnah. Helvah asadeu va'amr. That's yesterday's Mishnah. That's what we did yesterday. Right? Helvah asadeu. Right? Where's the Mishnah over here? Helvah asadeu va'amr lo im iatan nosin li mikan da ad shlosha yamim harei shili. When we say there's no ribbis, harei shilo, because we say that's a sale. We use view it as a sale. It's not a loan. We turn it as a sale. I sold it to you now for $1,000.
didn't realize yesterday that the mission between my case that he was worth way more than
the it has to be.
Why?
I don't know why that stipulation came in.
Because what's the Kiddush?
He's eating a fruit, I thought, yesterday. If he has access to the fruit in the interim. I thought that was the case.
No, no, it says worth more than the amount of the loan in the mission.
Well, so what does he quote? I don't know what he said.
He quotes...
It has to be the case. Otherwise, there's no Kiddush.
He quotes you.
I thought
it
was about the fruit. He says the feet.
You don't quote anybody. Just he says
that's the case. That's the case. Worth more.
He says it.
That's the case. So Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, Afilu achar matan mos kanu akol. Rav Nachman seems to say that even after matan mos, even after, if you see him in the street a couple days later and say, don't worry, the field will be yours, we don't pay you back. Nevertheless, we say that the guy can be kohen, because it's a smachta, kanya. Because it's a bit of an exaggeration over here. And it has to be a case of extra, because otherwise we wouldn't have a issue with a smachta. So the Gemara then says, Avar Rav Nachman uv de gabi reish galusa. So Rav Nachman had a case, right, before the reish galusa. When he was in the house of the Reish Galusa, remember, Rav Nachman was also a Dayan, Kish Shamate, he did like he said. Meaning that there was a case was, that came before him, where the Malva made a Tanai with the Lova, the after Matan Mos, that if he doesn't pay him back, up to a certain time, the entire Mashkel, the entire field will revert to the Malva, and Rav Nachman passed in according to Ashita, that the Malva gets the entire field, even though it's worth way more, even though it's worth way more than the Halva. And he gave the Malva some sort of star that it now belongs to him. So Kai Rabbi Yehuda L'Shtare, Rabbi Yehuda then rips up the star and says, there's no validity over here. This is not good. He cannot keep the field. So Amalei Reish Galusa, so Reish Galusa then says to Rav Nachman, hey, Rav Nachman ripped up your star. Rav Nachman Karla Shtarcha. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman says to the Reish Galusa, Dardika Kare? Well, you think Rav Yehuda is this nobody, that he's a Dardika? He's this young guy that he ripped it up? He's not a young guy. He's not a small guy. He's Gavra Rabba. He's an Adam Gadol, Kari. He ripped it up, right? Chaza B'taima. He must have had a reason why he ripped it up. So that Kari, he must have had a reason why he ripped it up. So going to this first round number of Nachman, I was like, okay, he had a reason. Now, Ikad Amri, Amrulay, Nachman says to the Reish Galusa, what do you care that Rabbi Yehuda ripped it up? Dardika Kari, some young guy ripped it up. He's a nobody. He ripped it up. The Kuliam Legabdi Di Bedina Dardiki Ninu. Because I'm the number one Dayan. And if I say something, everyone passes like me, he rips it up, what he's doing, we don't care, I'm right. Turns out, though, in the end, that Rav Nachman was choser. Hadar Amar Rav Nachman, so according to the first Manda Amar, it makes sense that Rav Nachman was choser, because he saw that his Gavir Rabba argued, so he went and looked. According to the second Manda, why does he care that Rav Yehuda...
Really ego trip.
Well, yeah, so Hadar Amar Rav Nachman, Afilu b'shas matan mos lo anav lo klum. Rav Nachman goes all the way back and says, no, this entire thing, even if he makes the tenai, the condition, at the time of the loan, and he says, if I don't pay you back, the whole field is yours, right? Even if at the time of the loan, Rav Nachman says it's no good, because it says all a smachta. It's all a smachta, because it's ridiculous. It's a total exaggeration. Why would he do that? It's just an smachta. He didn't have, the Gemara says, wait a second. How can you say that? The Mishnah says otherwise. Right? No one argues in the Mishnah says otherwise. So Esi Rav Lo Rav Nachman, what the Mishnah says, we learned in our Mishnah, Im Iata Nosin Li Mikan Vashlosh Shoshanim Harei Yishali. If you don't pay me back between now and 3 years, when the term of the loan is over, the field becomes mine. Right? And the Mishnah says, Harei Yishalo. It's valid. Harei Yishalo. So where are you coming off and saying that there's no scenario where this is valid? The Mishnah says otherwise. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman says back, Ani Omer Asmachta Kanya. Originally, I agreed with the Mishnah and I said Asmachta Kanya. But now, the Minyume, I think it's the name of somebody, the Minyume Omer Asmachta Lo Kanya. Minyume commits me that Asmachta is not Kona, right? Rashi says, Ani Omer Asmachta, second less Rashi. Hayisi Ragiel, I was want to say, Lomer Kona Hakol Asmachta Kanya. Aval Minyume Cholak Alai, Vehachzirani Mi Demaraya. And I retracted. What's an asmachta? He have tacha ba'alma l'smoch al dvarav. It's just a stam promise. It's not enforceable. It's sort of like, and if I don't keep my word, then I'll give you 200 for 100. No one does that. It's just an exaggeration. So that's why he says that the case in the Mishnah is not good. The Gemara says, fine, wonderful. You hold like minyume, but l'minyume kash, it must need some. But all you did was say, oh, now you hold like minyume. The kash is still on the shita. Now it's been Yume shita. So what? The Mishnah is still a kash on him. So
you said in the Mishnah
it's a situation where the mashkin is worth much more.
That's the assumption of them. That's the case. Yeah. Otherwise, there's no chiddush.
This is over here, number six.
Yeah. But who does he quote? That's the question before the answer. And that's the running assumption throughout. Because otherwise, what's the case of the Mishnah? What's the chiddush otherwise?
Why is that not considered ribbis? You're getting back way more than...
Because it's not a loan. It's a sale. I'm selling this to you. It turns into a sale.
It's a loan initially.
Okay, but it's converted into a sale.
So that's okay.
Because I'm selling to you the karka for this amount. There's no ono by karkos. But that was last parrot.
If you had fruit, it would be a different
right. So you buy. So now we have a kasha on the new make. Right, we have a kasha on the new rule. You can't ask on the Mishnah from 2 days ago. You have to go forward. So I'm a minyume. Right? So minyume kasha masnisim. But according to minyume, it's like our Mishnah's a kasha. Our Mishnah says it's valid, and he says it's not valid because it's a smachta. Basically, we're standing up the Mishnah as a case of a smachta. The Mishnah says smachta kanya, and minyume saying it's smachta lo kanya. So I have a kasha. So ibai seima masnisa rabbi yosi damar smachta kanya. Answer number one is easy that we just brought down. A smachta kanya lo kanya is a machlokas. And Rav Yossi says it's smachta kanya, so I'll set up our Mishnah as being Rav Yossi. Period. No problem. Our Mishnah is Rav Yossi. Menume holds up the other tanoim that's smachta lo kanya. Okay? Problem is in our Mishnah is al halacha. Okay? V'ibai is ema, or you can say, the amrole k'nemi achshav. There's an exception to a smachta. Rashi says that it's not a smachta here, because that even Rav Yehuda, who holds that a smachta is no kone, and that's how we pass in the halacha, by our Mishnah, it's a case where the Lovis says to the Malve, "Kini me achshav, you should be kone it from now." I guess that makes an exception. Rashi says, "Kini me achshav, damle me achshav kana im lo etain lecha at shalosh shanim de lava smachtehi." It's not an smachta, ela kinyan gomrehi. It's a full fledged kinyan. She al menas mecher gomor hichsuk bami achshav edamin halal. Due to a sale from now, that's the reason why he gave him the money. In other words, he was somich on him right now. I'm konin now. So that makes a difference. And the guy accepted upon himself, okay, but if you return back the money back to me, I'll sell it back to you within the 3 years. But it's a kinyan from now. The asmat of the case is usually if there's a tanai. There's no tanai here. I'm selling it to you from moment point A. But if I don't return the money to you, if I return the money to you, and as we flip it around, if I do return the money to you, then you'll sell it back to me. As opposed to we were saying, it becomes yours 3 years from now if I don't return the money. Now we're saying if I do return the money, it reverts back to me. But it's yours from point A. So there's no tanai here, so there's no asmachta.
But he can eat the fruit, of course.
He bought it, he can eat the fruit. Rashi says, v'aperos Rabbi Yehuda lokeach ochlan, according, but that was the machlokes we had the other day also, according to Rabbi Yehuda lokeach could eat them, according to Rabbanan, you have to put that in escrow and see what happens after 3 years.
it's still contingent upon the loan, the Kenyan.
No, the Kenyan is now. No, yes, the Kenyan...
The Kenyan is still dependent
on... Essentially, what we're doing now is we're making it that it's a sale. I'm desperate for cash. I'm selling you my karka, but I have a right to buy it back within 3 years.
But the only reason you have that is because you have the loan.
But we're not creating a loan here now. We're creating a transaction.
But the whole reason you have a transaction because you have also a loan.
There's no loan now. That's the whole point. There is no loan. It's a transaction.
The lender has it from day one.
The lender owns it from day one. He's no longer a lender. He's a lokeach. And the lokeach is a mocher within 3 years. He has a right to buy back.
Can he sell it to someone?
Probably not. He probably has to wait for 3 years. He probably has to wait for 3 years because he has a right of first refusal within 3 years. What?
Let's say the value goes up.
So you'll deal with it. All these are issues that you have to deal with, and you have to figure out.
Right.
Let's say the field gets flooded. Let's say there's a fire. Let's say there's an earthquake. Let's say there's a hurricane. Right. I don't know. Let's say lightning strikes. Let's say. Okay, yeah. Figure it out.
But if nothing happens,
yeah.
But the original deal was he needed a thousand zuz.
Right.
And when it comes to it, he's got the money, and the guy who now owns the field says, okay, you can have it back for 1,200. Is that then ribbis?
No, that's not the deal. The deal is that I will buy it back from you for the amount that you bought it from me.
For the same price.
Yeah,
otherwise
it's ribbis. There's no, I don't think it would be ribbis. It's not a loan here. It's not a loan. We're creating this into a sale because there's no Tanai. So Amalei Mar Yanuka Mar Kashisa B'nei de Rav Chizda Rav Ashi. So Mar Yanuka, who's the younger one, and Mar Kashisa, the older one, who the sons of Rav Chizda, said to Rav Ashi, Hachi Amini Nahardai. This is what they said in the yeshiva of Naharda, Mishmei de Rav Nachman, and name Rav Nachman. Hai Asmachta Kanya below Zimna, Hai Asmachta B'Zimna Kanya, below Zimna Lo Kanya. And it's the Asmachta of our Mishnah, where the Malva said that if I don't pay you up to a certain time, Bizminne, if it comes to the time, the 3 years elapses, then it's Kone. If it before the time, below Zimne, lo Kanya. He says, what's the Kiddush? Of course, if you hold a Smachta Kanya. Amar lehu, kol midei bizmini Kanya, below Zimne, lo Kanya. Even if it's not a case of a Smachta, it's just a Tanai. When the Tanai fulfills, that's when the condition is fulfilled, that's when the Kinyan is. The condition is not fulfilled, that's when the Nakan. If the condition is not fulfilled, there is no Tanai, right? But kol midei bizmini Kanya, below Zimne, lo Kanya. If I say that I'm going to sell this to you, if I don't come back within 3 days, so only up to 3 days, that's when you get it. What's the Kiddush? So he says, no, Dilma Hachkam Rishalil. So Rashi says, maybe this is what Rav Nachman meant. Ashkechei begozimne v'amrlo kine kani, basar zimne v'amrlo kine lo kani. What would be the case if the, again, we have this, according to our Mishnah, you have the case, it's the guy, and the Lovah finds the Malva during the terms, during the three years. And he says, Va'amulai Kinei. And he says to the Malva, you know, the field is yours. I'm not going to be able to pay you back. He says this in year one. The field is yours. So we say, Kinei. The Malva is Kone, because the Lokeach has proven now that he has absolutely no intention of paying back. So the Asmachta is gone, because now he's really proven that he has no intention of paying back. It wasn't a Guzma. It wasn't just trying to appease you. I'm not going to pay you back. So therefore it's his. But Basar Zimne, but after the time has passed, meaning it's 3 years and a day, V'amar lo Kinei, and the Lova says to the Malva, you know, purchase, the field is yours because I'm not going to be able to pay you back. We say Lo Kanei. The Malva is not Kone. Here we say it's still an Asmachta. It's not a Raya that he had Gemir's Das, because my timer, Machlas Kisuv with the Gamarle. He's just embarrassed that he hasn't paid him back now. I can't believe it. I told this guy that I'm going to pay him back for 3 years. I made this crazy condition if he can keep the field for 3 years. And I still don't have the money. Okay, it's yours. Maybe that doesn't mean that Demir is not. Maybe he's just embarrassed now that he didn't pay it back. But if during the term of the loan, it seems to be saying, if during the term of the loan that he says Kinei, then we see that he had Demir is not. Because the problem with the Gemara is that there's no Gemara Das. The Gemara says, Velohi. Rashi says, no, it can't be. Velohi. Darfila begozimni nami lo kani. Even if he says in the middle, there's no proof that he has Gemara Das, even if during the term of the loan, he says you should be koni, I'm not going to pay you back. Behadi ka'amrle kinei, and that the reason why he said kinei, it's not because he had Gemara Das to complete the sale, it's kasavar ki mati zamne lo laiti litardan. I don't want the guy to come bother me. The loan's up in a couple of days or a couple of weeks. And I'm not going to have. I may not have the money. I don't want it to come bother me. So I'll tell him that it's yours. But it doesn't mean it's Gemir's Das. He thinks he's going to get the money. He just doesn't want him to. And if you can find an excuse, that's not Gemir's Das. That's not Gemir's Das because he had this crazy. He gave this crazy condition. That's a Guzma. Okay. So Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa then says. I think he's talking about our Mishnah. Hayas Smachta. This Asmachta that we're talking about in our Mishnah, which was that you can keep this over collateralized piece of property if I don't pay you back. Zimnin Kanya, v'zimnin lo kanya. Sometimes he's kona, and sometimes he's not kona. Meaning, I think it means, is that even though the chachamim say, that we're passing the chachamim, even the chachamim say that a smachta is not kona, that's because they had an umdum das that the lova really didn't have kavana to sell it. But they only said this if, and no reason why the guy made the condition, because he was certain that he would pay him back. But if somehow through his behavior, it's recognized that he really does want, it's not a guzma, that he's giving up and he wants to give this, to sell the field, then it's going to turn into a kinyan. It's going to be valid because we're going to have Gemir's Das. And he goes, what's the case? Ashkechei dekashach shichra. So I think it's actually on the last day of the loan, he hasn't paid it back, the loan's due tomorrow, the Malva finds the guy drinking in the pub. He's just sitting there drinking, meaning he has no intention of paying back the loan. He's not even looking to try to pay it back. So kone. So then we say that it must be that he was kone. There wasn't an asmachta. He really had intentions because he doesn't care. He doesn't care. But the kamahape chazuze, but if you find him on the last day running around trying to, you know, get money, trying to sell his wares, trying to liquidate in order that he can pay it back, then we say lo kari, because then he really clearly wants to feel back. He never thought that he would have to get, that he wouldn't have the money. So he's going around, so that's we say lo kari. The Gemara says, wait a second, drinking.
That's
his machta. Then it would have been an asmachta, because he clearly didn't have an intention to give up the field. But if he was drinking in the pub, he doesn't care, so he had intention to give up the field. The Gemara then says, drinking is not necessarily a sign of just having a good time. Sometimes you drink to drown your sorrows. Sometimes so he says, only Rachel me difficult Ravina, dimol de pakuche pachte kashase. Maybe he's drinking to get rid of his worries. You know, he's drinking because he's sad, because he knows now the field's gonna be taken away. Who says that drinking is a proof that he had Gemir's das? Maybe the drinking is the opposite. He doesn't have Gemir's das, and everybody's always drinking is because he can't deal with this, that he's gonna have to give up, that he's gonna have to give up to, that he's gonna give up to field. So Inami Inish Achrinus Asam Chizuze, or maybe he's drinking in celebration because he just got somebody to front him the money to pay you back to get the fuel back. So he's drinking in celebration. Who says he's drinking to give up? Maybe he's drinking because he's down, or he's drinking in celebration. But there's no raya here that the drinking means that he had Gmir's das to give up the field. Question is how does he made the deal 3 years ago. So how does whether he's drinking now, the day before, make a difference? The asmachta was back then. I guess maybe you have to say is based on his behavior now, it's megale what his intention was way back then.
Yeah, but they change their mind, they change their actions.
Right, so I'm saying that's my question. So what does it have to do with it now? So I think you have to look at it as that his behavior now is indicative of what his intention was 3 years ago.
But only at the end, but during, let's say, like
he's just giving a case. This is the case he's giving. He's going to deal with the case. I don't know. This is the case the Gemara is giving. Are you asking all hypotheticals? I don't know.
So then you're saying based on his action at the end, only at the end versus the...
So what if he had it day one? I don't know. The Gemara doesn't talk about that case. That's a what if. I don't know.
Until the first day?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Ella Amma Ravina, so Ravina says, so now Ravina has to say, well, what's the case now where sometimes it's smart and sometimes not? You said if he's drinking. Well, we said that it might not be a proof. So Ella Amma Ravina, Ravina says, E kopid bidmei Vadai Kane. If this guy is very makbid on his wares, and he offers no discount, he won't liquidate at any time during the loan, he's not liquidating or trying to get any cash for what he owns, and he's not selling it. So Rashi says, if that's the case, right, he says, he will not sell anything at a discount, which means he doesn't care. He's not trying to get cash to pay back the loan. So then maybe that's indicative of the fact that he really thinks that he gave up he gave it up. Because if he didn't think he was going to give it up, then he would go after it and try to liquidate to get money. So Amale Ravachim Yidifti Ravina, no, Dilma Savar Ki Hechlo Tidzal Are. Maybe the reason why he's not offering any discount on his metaltalin is because that will have an impact on his real estate. Because if people realize that he's trying to raise capital, they're going to lowball him on the offer for his property also. So he refuses to make a discount on his metaltalin, so people won't, you know, give him low offers on his real estate. That's not a raya, right? That's not a raya. Because, in other words, the idea was, if he's selling, if he's not selling anything, which means he's not trying to raise capital, he's not trying to pay back the loan, which means that he was not on the smachta, because he really thinks it's going to be paid back. If he thought he was going to have the money, he would try to get the money. So the Gemara says, Ella Amarav Papa, E kapid ba'ara vadai kana. If the lova is makpid not to sell any of his other property, that's a raya that he had Gemir's das to sell the sale would go through to the malveh, because he's not trying to forget his metaphor. He's not trying to sell any of his land either. He's not trying to liquidate. Right? Rashi says, kapid ba'ara shlo yimkor shum karka afilu b'shavyav. Even the guy makes a valid offer. Zillow says the property is worth $650,000, and I'm offering you $700,000. He goes, I'm not selling. So if he's not selling, that means he's clearly not interested in raising capital to pay back the loan, which means he had Gemir's das that he's losing the property. So Amar Rav Papa says, Afal gav the Now there's another din in Asmati. He goes, Afal gav the Amar Rabban Asmati Lokanya. Even though the Chum say that Asmati is not Kone, therefore, the case would be, if I don't pay you until 3 years, a corner of the field is not kanuya. Nevertheless, Apotiki havi lemigwa midei. That field can still be used to collect. Right, Rashi says, lemigwa midei, koneva kenegim ausa. That's what you were saying before. It's still a mashkon. So bottom line is, if I don't pay you back within 3 years, you still can liquidate the property, and I, the lender, can collect from there. Doesn't become mine, but it comes to be mine to the sense that I can use it as I can collect from there. Right. So in other words, the asmach is not koneh, but it doesn't get rid of the fact that there's a mashkon here. So amalei Rav Huna braid Rav Nasan Rav Papa mika amalei koneh leguvayna. But at what point in time did the case of our Mishnah was there a case where the guy said, okay, if I don't pay you back, you can collect from here? He'd say you can collect from here. The case was, I said, if I don't pay you back, you keep it. I never said you can collect it. We're going to divvy up the property and you can collect it. That wasn't what I said. So why are you telling me that you can still collect it? And amalei marzutra braid mari leravina. I amar kinei lemigbe minei kani sof asmatahi v'asmata lakanya. But who cares what he said, or even if he did say it, bottom line is, it would still be an asmata, because I thought I would pay you back. Which I don't understand. Why is that an asmata? I made a loan, I give you collateral. If I don't pay you back, that's the whole point of collateral. Why is that considered an asmata?
It's not a collateral here. It's like a guzma, because the guy doesn't expect this to happen. So it's a different...
He really wanted to pay him back.
But not giving the whole field.
But Rashi says, maybe Rashi says like you, he says, so basmahtihi, delo amale kini lugovaina, ella im any no snuchabakam vashloshonim, hadar havile asmahti, the call the e asmahti. Because it's the e, it's a smahti, it's if this doesn't happen. You're right. So he's saying that it's not a case, Mar Marcel's right, it's not a case where he thought to use this as he thought he'd pay it back. So it was no, the whole point of giving in the mashkon was basically an asmahta. Tosos asks, he says, right? He says, "V'hachal maya smachta ika. What smachta here? In no sin lo karka b'chovo. V'yishlom the chashit kmo gazel kish endam rogelim kikosa klal." Because people don't, like Marcel saying, people don't typically want to give up their fields. So the fact that he's saying, "If I don't pay you back, you get to keep my field." That's an smachta. That people don't. I guess people weren't in there was no real estate speculation back there. You had your field. You probably kept it. Okay.
I mean, it's no different if you have a loan and your house is security on the loan, even if the loan is a lot less than the house, and if you forfeit your house if you can't repay the loan, isn't that right? That's certainly the case in the UK.
Yeah, but this is talking about the rules of the Talmud.
Right, but I mean, it just doesn't seem odd to me.
Tell what? But we also said that if you do it at the beginning, then it works. But you do a comparative analysis between U.S. or U.K. mortgage laws and the Talmudic laws. It's a different scheme. Okay.
The other side of the pond.
Ella apotike rapapa mahi. So what does it mean apotike? The amale lo yevcha piron elamizo. The guy says, I will only pay, this is, I'm earmarking this as the place where you're going to collect them, where you're going to get paid back. Then that's a potiki. Then that's considered that's valid. You can collect from there. So there was this guy who sold.
So what is that? So if he
does,
say, like in a
potiki, if he says a potiki, he says
even though it's worth much more than the,
no, not that you collect the whole thing. A potiki, you can collect the loan from here, the amount of the loan, not that the field becomes yours. There's a guy who sold land to his friend, v'achrayas, there's recourse. Right? V'amrale, the lokeach says to the mocher, itofru le minai. If they come and they collect from me, magvis li me'idi idish de islach. You gave me a recourse, I'm going to go after the best of the best of your fields. Amrale, the mocher says, no. Me'idi idish lo migmilach. You cannot collect from the best of the best. Right, the ba'ina lemekim kamayim. Because I want that for me. Elo magbina lach me'idus acherim to isle. You're going to get from the tier two. Me'idus acherim to isle. L'sof, in the end, terafu minei. They collected from him, and he wanted to collect asav bidaka v'shakel le'idus edus. But in the meantime, there was a flood that took out the best of the best. So now the question is, which field does he get? So sava rapapa lemema. Rapapa thought to say. The guy himself, the mocher himself, said, you can collect from my best, from my tier two at the time. So you should give it to him. So maybe he's in relative terms. I'm going to give you my tier two. There they had tier one.
That's not
here anymore. So now what was tier two is now tier one. You can't collect from that. You collect from the lower one. The question my focus is whether it's an absolute or relative. What was the case? Okay.
Would make sense if...
All right, we'll just stop here.
We'll stop last time.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So what, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
How do you know? Remember. It makes sense, but...